Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Running through my veins, sunshine when there's only rain. You're the reason my heart keeps burning.
Love it feels like that, feels like that, whoa, it's what left your when that is all you need.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very special guest with us today. He comes from the golden era of beauty in New York City. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome the one and only Mr. Fred Nardi of Nardi's Fame Salon. Good morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Nardi.
Good morning. How are you, Carrie?
Well, I'm doing great. It's great to catch up with you again. It's been a while. It's been a while. And we go back a little bit here with you in the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah, quite a few years.
Yes, that's right. Well, listen, I want to talk about those days. I want to talk about the Fame Salon, which was located right here in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, but there's a far cry from where your salon was located over on 57th Street in Manhattan. I mean, this is quite honestly, this was the most wealthiest zip code in the entire United States of America. So you were located, you know, Nardi's was located in these, just very well identified with 57th Street. How did it feel to be located in that amazing area? You know, right near Bloomingdale's and all of that wonderful good stuff. How did that feel, Mr. Nardi?
Well, the location made it possible for us to service our clientele, which we've been basically on 57th Street quite a few times. We have moved location from the we go back to the 70s.
Wow.
When we first got the first salon on 57 and Madison Avenue, where the IBM building is now. And then from there, we were there quite a few years, and we were always inspired for the big city and hair and the fashion of the New York and all that. Those were really the days of the hairdressing and the Studio 54 and all the good living.
The fancy living, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the true golden era. I mean, you, Nardi Shop, I've got to talk about Nardi Salon. You guys serviced everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. You had a long list of celebrities that includes you know, that included the likes of Joan Collins and her sister Jackie Collins, and so many others, Anthony Newley, so many others who were associated with that era. And one of a couple of my superstar favorites, too, like Dick Cavett, who is I've learned a lot from watching Dick Cavett's shows and all of that wonderful good stuff, and so many others, you know, Jill Clayburgh, many others.
Yes.
What can you tell us? Because one of the most famous of your clients, and I understand Madonna also used to go there to get waxes. So some of your most famous clients, probably the most famous of all, was married to one of our presidents, the amazing Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
Yes, yes. She was regular in our salon for many, many years. And she was very low key going into our salon. She felt so comfortable at her home. There was never any publicity over that until later on in life, you know. And that's why she felt very at home in our place.
Wow. And I remember, because I've been around a while, I remember when she was alive, and she also worked in publishing towards the end. But I was always amazed by the charisma of this woman, and just her strength and beauty and all that fancy, just such an amazing lady who was a very family-oriented person. We could all see that. Now, I ask you, yes, because it's not just so much that you were one of, like, the, close hairstylist and beauty parlor place, so to speak, that she frequented. I mean, she was really someone who believed in your products and what you also had. I mean, she was coming there for a service and a treatment. And so I want you to tell everybody, because not... You know, we folks know about Nardi Salon, and we know the history in New York City. But what folks may not realize is that you have a very special product that's out there. And it's been out there. It's the same formula that was used for Ms. Jackie Kennedy Onassis. And this is the Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream. I want you to tell the fans of the show about what exactly is Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream.
Well, this cream is it's a special nourishing cream that keeps the skin very youthful and very vibrant, and it's easy to apply and to maintain a young-looking skin, and it's almost like a healing of any impurity create by nature, that this cream, by just using it, it just works wonders. And just the ingredients that it has. And this cream, actually, it was given to us to produce and use it for her. The ingredients were given to her by the Queen of England, and so we reproduced it for her, and she told us to use it as we wish.
Wow.
And that's what we did, and still today I use it for myself and give it to our clients.
Well, I'm going to count myself in that bunch, because I'm getting me some Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream. I think this is amazing. And I have to tell you, Fred Nardi, let me just remind everybody, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm chatting today with someone who is a very good friend of the Hair Radio Show. And I think you've been with us maybe once or twice before, Mr. Fred Nardi, of the famed Nardi Salon that is so identified with the golden era of New York and beauty. And as you mentioned,
yeah.
Studio 54 and all those wonderful celebs of that era. And I have to say, I'm just blown away at the list that goes on and on and on with the folks who frequented your shop, all of these amazing celebrities. But you guys also worked on everybody. You did... You know, you didn't have to be a superstar to come in and get your hair done. So that is amazing that you were able to mix all those folks. But I believe you guys had some private rooms, am I right? And an upstairs
yes.
and all this stuff.
Yeah, so we had like three floors of salons.
Three floors.
we had different departments, and that's why we choose that spot on 57th Street. It was very easy to access. It was just a walk away from Bloomingdale. And in fact, Miss Bloomingdale used to be also a client of our facialist.
Wow.
And so many other. Even Marcella Borghese, Princess Marcella Borghese was a client of mine when she was in New York. She lived in the East Side.
Wow. Well, one gentleman who just recently passed here, passed recently, name is Hugh Downs, and you guys remember him from 2020.
Hugh Downs was also
one of your clients, right? Wow. Yeah. So, and amongst many others, actors like Brian Dennehy and all these other amazing folks out there.
Yeah, which sadly he just passed. Brian was a very good friend. Brian Dennehy.
Yes, but this interesting thing, Mr. Nardi, is that the legacy that these actors and all of this, these folks from that era have left us. They've left a treasure trove of work. And I can count you in that group as well, because not only that, with this amazing product that you're doing and the amazing history and legacy of the Nardi Salon, but also you were mentioned in a book. I see some articles on the internet that are just mind-blowing here, but tell us a little bit about the folks who included you in this book that mentions you to the famous salon.
There was a book I wrote by Jackie Onassis, and they mentioned us because our salon was the place where she would be mostly going for service on a weekly basis.
Wow.
And our name is mentioned on that book, too.
Now, did she drive herself there? Was she in a big fancy limo? How did she arrive at the salon?
She would come in with a ton car that somebody would drive it, and she would just walk into the salon and go to the floor where we'll be serving her. A lot of times after she finished service, she would ask us if he could go to my office, because she liked to make some phone calls privately and just relax for maybe 20 minutes, half an hour.
And no one bothered her in the shop, right? You know how other folks
I would always open my office for her to go sit down there and do as she wishes.
Wow. So you guys had a great, great friendship, it seems.
Wow, very.
That is amazing.
And was she liked and trusted most that nobody in our salon ever snapped a picture of her or ever publicized anything or ever mentioned to anyone when she was alive?
Well, she guarded her privacy. I mean, this is not a secret. We are very much aware she was truly a person who appreciated privacy. And
basically when she walked in, she was always with some sort of a raincoat, a scarf of her hair, glasses, and she would just... unless you will look to see who she is, at times you will know because she was mostly covered.
Yes, yes.
But you could miss her glasses and her walk.
Right, it is unmistakable. It was unmistakable. We're talking about, of course, Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Now, I have to ask you, as well, Mr. Nardi, because we're talking about the golden era of hair and beauty in New York City, in that same zip code of yours, and where 57th Street, mainly where you guys were. And I also had a chance to visit your shop, which was just amazing, and your wonderful family there. But I have to ask you, how has the industry changed? Let's start there. Has the beauty industry changed since your days back with Nardi's, to where you see things are now?
Yes, tremendous, especially not even talking about this recently change of this epidemic. Even before, it was changing a lot, where haircuts we become a little more... not so glamorous, let's say.
Mm.
The glamour was way different before, where people would go out and show and live a good life where today it's more hidden away. It's you don't see the glamour as it used to be.
It's almost as if they're hiding it, so to speak.
Right. It's a total different way. And the haircuts are also today done differently. They it's kind of different. But I still do my work as my past, and which is more livable today, again, because it's not about blow-drying hair. It's about cutting the hair properly so that stays well and looks well, even if you don't blow dry.
Really?
You see, that's the difference of yesterday and today. Today, they depend on that blow dry. In fact, there's places that they open just for blow dry.
Right. Well, the blow dry bars that are real popular right now.
Right. And it's totally different.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, Mr. Nardi, do you think it's better now, or was it better from the days gone by? Which do you prefer?
Where the haircuts were much more refined then, and I still do that. And there is a lot of other salons that do that type of work. And every time I see one, you could see that they dramatically frame the cut and the shape according to the type of hair and what you're looking for to create. Today they slather here much more. It's almost like they take the body out instead of building in.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is how I think that these folks, it would serve us well in these days and in these times, if we can kind of hearken back to some of the amazing, work of Fred Nardi and of the Nardi Salon. We need it so very much, and these are amazing memories that I'll be working with you as well, Mr. Nardi, to capture some of this, not just for our amazing listeners and fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but also for some readers and things. We're going to be working on some projects. We're going to continue the amazing legacy of Mr. Fred Nardi.
Yes, when you do the next shows,
Big expo.
You let me know. I'll come and see you.
I will do that. And you guys heard it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Fred Nardi is going to come to the next Hair Nation Expo in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And for you guys out there,
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest today is Linda C. You guys know her. She helps to co-host this amazing new segment on our broadcast called Hairpreneur, which is all about, well, from the ground up, on starting your business. Again, it's my honor to welcome back the amazing Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Hairpreneurs. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Doing just great. Now, I am excited because this is our third outing in terms of our episodes. Yes, so it's like a show within a show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, let's start at the beginning, Linda C. Remind everybody what Hairpreneur is all about and where are you?
Well, right now I'm out of West Orange, New Jersey. And, well, Hairpreneur is all about helping others, you know, get their business from the ground up, Carrie mentioned, about helping men and women out here who wants to come and, you know, do their hair business, whether it's a brick and mortar store, whether it's online business. And so we're here to give advice and to kind of share stories, how to help our hairpreneur listeners. And even if you're not in the hair industry, you can apply all these tips that Carrie and at times I may give you to share with
exactly.
my stories
yes.
that can help you build your business. So exactly. that's why I'm here. And I've actually on the brinks of starting my luxury hair extension with right now, and it's building, and Carrie's been helping me and giving pointers.
Thank you.
So that's how we started. And you know, he's the brainchild of Hairpreneur, and we're talking and said, you know what, we should start a segment where we can give advice, because he's the one and only hair radio show that is like this. And there are radio shows out there, but not like this one. So not at all. So I'm very grateful to be here and to be invited to be part of this this wonderful journey. And hopefully to be a regular with you guys to kind of chat, and you guys can call in at times to talk about, you know, your adventures and starting the business, and even the businesses that are striving. What are you doing? What can you assist with the ones that are struggling and trying to get their business up and running?
Absolutely, and we definitely will get into the subject of the day, as you mentioned. But
yes.
I mean, I love the conversation we were just having before we got on
mm-hmm.
the air today. And
yes.
talking about these businesses that have persevered and made it through the pandemic. But it was a very big struggle, and folks were having a difficult time. So, you know, you guys out there, you need this. This is what you
yes.
need. This will fortify
Absolutely.
Your spirit and keep
yes.
you moving right in the right direction.
Yes.
So real, real happy. And again, welcome to the third installment, our third episode of Hairpreneur from the Ground Up. I'm Carrie Hines with Linda C. from Northern New Jersey. So, yes, we got to work in the Northern New Jersey.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Now, yeah, that's okay. We want the folks up. Yes, we
yes.
very much are. And it's probably a good time to do a roll call. We want to shout out to all of our amazing listeners. We've got great folks out there. We talk to just about every week. Even on Wednesdays, you guys know we have Smooth Black on, who joins us at about 8:30 to talk about his hair. Wonderful Smooth Black Ink, which is his hair business, and we have so many others out there. And on Fridays, we got a couple of folks who come on Fridays at 8, and they do a whole live thing with spirituality and some other things tossed in with entrepreneurial things as well. But right now, it's time for Linda C. So, Linda C., starting off, when you are, and this is a good point to find out where you you know, what went into your thinking as well on, you know,
mm-hmm.
what type of business? Or did it ever cross your mind, like you guys out there, when you are about to start a business? And for me, one of the first things that kind of went through my mind was, what type of business do
mm-hmm.
I want to be? What type of business do I want to reflect to the general public out there? So that was my question to you. Do you have, do you remember having that kind of thinking about that decision, or are you still thinking about it? Or because even if you think about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
or thought about it or decided, you can always change your mind. So that's the beauty of all
course.
This. But did that ever kind of weigh on you at all?
I mean, I've always wanted to, I love hair. So I've always, like I said, on the first segment we had, I talked about I started wearing hair since I was 13, which is absolutely true. And I grew to love it. It's part of my life. And why I spend so much money buying the hair and doing all this stuff. Why not go into the industry? I have a love for it. You know, and I've always been, even when I go out, I see a woman with beautiful hair, or I even saw a couple guys that had beautiful extensions, and I went up to him. I said, oh, my gosh, this is gorgeous. And he told me he makes his own wigs. And so, I mean, and he always had a passion for it. So, I mean, it's a passion. And I think people, 90% of people, and it's not so much, you could think about the lawyers, the doctors, you know, people who have their own stores. They have a love for it. You know, you just don't go into business without just saying, well, okay, I'm just going to, you know, open like a store. But what kind of store? Why are you opening the store? What's your story? So everyone, I believe, in part, has a story to why they're doing things. Like, I have a friend who's in fitness, and when we were kids, he grew up, he was heavy, but when he started eating healthy and exercising, and he saw he developed a love for it, I mean, he went into having his own business, you know, as a personal trainer, owning a gym, and he's very profitable. But he loves, when you talk to him, you can see the passion that he loves his job. He wakes up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And you would think, you know, people would say, oh my gosh, waking up so early and this and that. But he says, I love it. It's what I do. I love changing people's lives. So we could say the same thing for the people who go into the medical field, the doctors, the lawyers, and you know, they do this.
And the same thing for Carrie Hines.
I wake
at 4
Carrie
o'clock
Hines,
as well.
Yes. And you
so
have
put
a
the Hair Radio Morning
life.
Show on. That's a,
exactly.
Oh,
so when you
kind.
Have that passion, you are driven to do whatever it takes, because not only are you changing somebody's life, you're your own boss. And being your own boss is the hardest, because you don't know when to stop, you know. And I think a lot of times that because we have such a love for it, and yes, it can be, you know, it is stressful. I can't say it can be stressful. It is stressful. But at the end of the day, we plant those seeds and we see our flowers flourish, you know. And whether using, and we were talking about earlier about different outlets of how people are using the pandemic to flourish their business. And I don't want to take that with me. I'll let you know, do your thing. But I think this is it. I mean, people go into businesses and because they love what they're doing. It's a passion, you know.
Exactly. And that's really, and I love that. And even for myself, when you'll find this in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, but when I sat down to figure out what type of business I wanted Hair Radio to be, and this is on every level. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to figure out what kind of business you want to create and set up for yourself. And also what type of entity you want it to be, because that's a very important aspect of business.
Course.
Now, I think this will be helpful when I sit down, because folks always ask me, like, I'll hear this from time to time. Are you tired? Are you know, you got so much to do. You do so much. How do you do all these things? it's almost like a complaint.
Yeah.
because folks can't really understand somebody else's passion per se. But the thing is, I always remind folks, when I sat down to create Hair Radio, and I created Hair Radio in 95, but when I came back 8 years ago and I put all this on Facebook, I just reminded everybody it's my 8-year anniversary this past May. Since I left my job, so to speak. I was still working and doing everything. I shared it with, we have amazing fans everywhere who went on Facebook and they put such kind words. Thank you. This past May, it made 8 years since I punched someone else's time clock. And, and what I remembered doing was sitting down when I was still at the job, which I still live one block over from my last job. Literally, I still see the folks here, and I'm glad of that because it's a reminder of how far I've come. But back to that, I sat down and I figured out, well, what do I want to do with this business? What do I want to create? What do I want to be the takeaway for a customer? What do I want the customer to look like? Who do I want the customer to be? So all that went in, even the legalities, what type of business? Do I want to be brick and mortar? Do I just want to be online? Do I want to be registered this? Do I want to work from home? Do I want to open up office space? Blah, 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 blah. All these are wonderful things that I had to write down and think about. And the very first thing that I remember coming to a decision about is what the business should reflect who I am and what interests me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very first thing. I didn't sit and think, well, what do I need to do to just make money? And what's really bizarre is that I didn't leave my job to start working for myself. I know that sounds strange, but it is very much the truth. I left I left the job because I was overworked from working for someone else. I was really tired. They paid me well, but I was really tired. You know, I had files as high as your head. Now, right now, my files are higher than my head. But it's a very different story when the files are yours versus the files of somebody else's job.
Because you can manage those files.
Exactly. So it's a very big difference. And I sat down and I decided, I said, you know what? I want the business to reflect what I am and what I like to do. And so I said, oh, we're great with public relations and marketing. I said, let's make sure that I do public relations and marketing. I said, I love to write. Let's incorporate my writing. I love to broadcast. Let's incorporate broadcasting. I love the hair and beauty people. Let's make sure that they are front and center with everything that I do. And as if that's not enough, I get to go out and do live shows and other things, but I wanted my business to reflect everything that I love to do and enjoy doing. So love to do and enjoy doing. So that was very important. And that's what I did. That was the first thing. The next thing, which would make sense for folks, it's not enough to just jot down what you'd like to do and even to think about it. You also have to then figure out ways to monetize it. So I had to come up with different ways that of those things that I love to do, what do you have to do to monetize those things so that you could create a living for yourself? And that was important because I didn't want to have you might as well have a job if you are compelled to do things that you don't want to do in order to make a living. And I never thought put here I was put here to just be a worker for somebody else's business because I thought of myself, well, gee, you know, you're going to work until you're like 65, 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad because, you know, what are you going to be able to do at that age? You
exactly.
know, per
and
se.
I've,
and
I've
there are a lot,
yeah.
listen, I better shout out to the folks who are doing great things. That's not old, but wouldn't it have been nicer if you could have enjoyed yourself a little bit more along the way instead of giving your best years to an employer? That's all I'm saying, Linda. See, what do you say about that?
I mean, I think also it's I'm going to make two comments. I think also that, you know, in other countries, people retire at such an early age versus the United States. We wait to 65. And it's like by the time you retire, you really don't know who you are at some point because you spent your whole life working, right? And so even if you wanted to do something, it's like, okay, what do I do with myself now? I know a lot of my clients, they've gone back to work because they don't know what to do with themselves, you know. And some of them have actually passed away after working so hard, and they don't even get a chance to enjoy their all their savings, all their hard work, all their pension that they've been putting away to enjoy. So
and
I don't know if it was
why can't we figure that out? Yes,
And we can figure that out now. I think it's just the lack of education that we have where I feel like there's not enough material out there, outreach programs to help these young entrepreneurs or even the entrepreneurs that start later in life. And then there's fear also, and then there's lack of funding, you know. And, yes, it's great that you start your business, but you have to think about the people who started their business many years ago or many decades ago had and this is my opinion, had had a little bit more help than the people that are starting that started 10 years ago and versus the people that are starting after the pandemic. I feel like it's people that have been laid off or people that have been, I mean, we've all been through COVID, which was a terrible, terrible thing, and we're still going through it. But I feel like, yes, the people that businesses are struggling, I feel like they made it so hard for them to get the funding. And then when they got it, you have to jump through hoops to, you know, show the proof. And then there's people out there, not to be negative, that don't have the true business, and then they get funding. So the people are trying to be honest, and I'm not turning this in a negative way, but because I'm in the financial industry, it affects you also as an entrepreneur, Carrie, myself, who is striving to become somewhat leveled entrepreneur. And when I say leveled, meaning that I've established my business and now I've opened my online or my brick and mortar, and now I'm producing products and I'm changing lives and then reaping the benefits. But it's not as easy because the funding out there for people that are starting out after the pandemic is zero. And even if you try to get it, they tell you, oh, you would have had to register your business by this time. But who's thinking about that during a pandemic? There's so many businesses that became, that developed after the pandemic because people lost their jobs and they saw an opportunity to come out and take that leap of faith, you know? But they've taken that leap of faith, but now who's helping them? Okay, where's their help? You know, you've helped the businesses that are struggling. And I feel so bad because there's so many people who've been in business for 30, 40 years. I've spoken to so many of my clients that I've actually gone to their businesses and visit. And they're in tears because they have to shut down because the money that they're giving them cannot even sustain the business, right? Because the lease is so expensive or they can't pay their employees. But then you have those businesses also, so it's a double-edged sword. You have those businesses that people have been laid off, but now they've had the opportunity. You just talked about it. They've realized that I don't want to be 65 and then now trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. I want to take that leap and always show if I wanted to do like some type of embroidery store or whatever store, a business that I love and I want to produce it. And they've gone out, they've cashed out their 401k, or they borrowed money from friends, or they refi their house or whatever they have to do to make it. But now that they have it, who's helping them? Myself in the same boat. You know?
Really? Tell me more.
You know, so that's what it is. It's like, it's frustrating because at times it can be, yes, you're providing a wonderful service because every time I talk to you, if I have an issue, I always turn around and look at your successes. And I'm not saying
Thank
it because
you.
I know you. I'm saying it because you
Thank
talked
you.
About your struggles. You talked about how you walked away from a great job, but because your mental health, and this is not your love, this is not what you want to do, had pushed you along to start something. And obviously, yes, it was risky. Yes, you were scared. And there's a lot of people that need to hear that to say that it's okay, you know, and at the same time.
Yeah, that's true, Linda C. When I left, I'll tell you, though, the thinking that I have, the only difference that I believe of what I possess that I think others should really take a closer look at is that I look at the real big picture.
Yes.
Not just the short term, but the long term.
Exactly.
And I realized that the long term was more important to me. See, most other folks look at just the short term. Oh, I have to pay the rent in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta get this. I gotta do that. So I gotta make sure I have this money, and I gotta go to work in order to get the money, and I gotta do this and do that. So I'm stuck. So, but the way I looked at life, I said, I don't look at it as a destination so much.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I think more so, what do I need to do to be happy each day? That was number one.
Yes.
And so that goes back to that figuring out what kind of business I wanted to be. What did I want to do, and how was I going to do it? And all that each day was my, that was my thing. If I could get through the day, setting myself up for success for that day. And I'll tell you, just on a very basic level, very intrinsic level, we're talking about food and some roof over my head, literally.
<That's good. laughs>
If I could get through those things, then it was a successful day.
Yes.
And that became my bar.
Yeah.
Not my drinking bar, okay? I didn't go to a bar or drink. I would never have amounted to anything. But that became the bar that I set, which is a very low bar, because those are things on the hierarchy of needs. You have to eat. You have to, make sure those things are in place and have proper shelter. So once I have those things covered, I said, the rest is kind of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I looked at it. And I, as I write in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, my book that's out there on Amazon and everywhere else, I had to realize, I said, okay, well, I had to make some adjustments, which I talk about.
Yes.
Because if you are going to embark upon an entrepreneurial career, something that you spoke of very highly, and we're going to do a whole episode about funding and raising monies for your business goals. So we'll talk about that in upcoming episodes of Hairpreneur with Linda C. and Kara Hines. So that's going to come up very soon. But in looking at all of that, like you mentioned as well with the 401k, which was one of the things that I used to leap forward. But for you guys out there, this is very, very important. All of these little tips will be able to help you on your way. So I just want to say, Linda C., but for me, it was deciding how I was going to, finance the business, but also that I had to do this and I had to pick out some things that I wanted to do. And I, like I said, for me, I think I set the bar again so low that my thinking was a little different than others. Who just think, I'm gonna, we'll make so much money and I can do this and do that. They become very money focused, and I think that I don't know if that's the right way to go about it. Perhaps it works for some. It just wasn't the route that I wanted to take. My deciding was that I wanted to be happy each day.
Yes,
and it's about the quality of life, right? Yeah, the quality of your life.
Absolutely, and that's where I was saying to my husband, and he says, I have to say, I'm a people person, and I love to talk to people face to face. I love to hear their experiences, and I love to, being in the financial industry is not about making money or getting these loans. It's about changing somebody's life. Like I would always say to my boss, I'm not going to sell a 91-year-old person a loan or a credit card or whatever it is or some type of product just because to make that sale. What value am I getting out of it? And what value is that person going to get out of it? So that's where I said to myself, well, I want to do something. And I know some people may say that, hair extension doesn't do that. But I look at the bigger picture. I just don't want to sell hair extensions. I want to grow it to where it's something out of the park. Is that the right thing?
Well, you said you want to grow it to what?
to like something huge, to have to grow it like a different market. And I said, well, just don't want to just base it online. I want to go into a store and see face-to-face the people, talk to these men and women and how I'm changing their life and provide them with a whole other service. That is what drives me every day. I look at the end that, okay, well, not only am I going to set example, I'm going to leave a legacy, you know, and I'm going to have, like you said, that it's about having mental health and being healthy mentally and the quality of life, you know. So, and that's what drives me every day, because every day I don't wake up bubbly or happy in that sense, because it you know, sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but you gotta make it right before you step out the door, you know. So
this,
you know,
true.
I put my
and if you start working
on,
for yourself,
yeah,
often
exactly.
you don't even have to step outside your door.
Exactly. And you know,
yeah.
I have my book. I have my that I work on my website with my, you know, with the people. I would say my Potifies, that, you know, and I'm coining your phrase.
That's right.
I
remember. And remind everybody what the Pod of Five is all about.
Well, it's a group of friends or family members that support you, basically, that absolutely
right.
give you advice and ideas. And I actually had a breakthrough this weekend, actually yesterday, and I thought about you, and I said, look at me with my Potify, and then, you know, I sat down with my cousin, and we went over the website, and she says, you know, we need to change some things. I said, what do you think? And that was constructive criticism. I took that to heart, because I know she's helping me
absolutely.
grow, and she sees my vision, and she goes, this is going to be big, girl. And you have no idea what I see, you know. And so that made me happy, you know, that somebody's
absolutely.
Looking out for me. So that's why a lot of people need those, you know, Potifies and
every entrepreneur. Every entrepreneur, and really everybody in life. But that's another story.
Of course.
But
you can use that for your life. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's what it is.
That's right.
And
in
that's
order to
great.
Be successful, yes, you have to have some sort of support system. And we talked about in the last episode of Hairpreneur, and you guys can find it on Spotify. So it's important to remember that, you know, creating that support system, very, very important. And they also can help with financial support too, so don't forget that part.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about that and hopefully in the next episode or so. But yeah, I am very excited, and we also wanted to talk about entities and all that wonderful good stuff. So in deciding what type of that, you know, what kind of business you wanted it to be and what type of customer you would like to have, again, same types of ideas that went into my creation of that. And I decided, for me, I said, okay, this business is inspired by women of color. It was inspired by my amazing mom and my wonderful and beautiful sisters and just so many women that I've gotten to know along the way, particularly in the hair and beauty industry. And I said, this is what we're going to do with that information. We're going to be a program that would provide the information on healthy hair care for folks who are in front of, I'm going to say, who are seated in the chair, but also for folks who are behind the chair. So for all women particularly, but we also have expanded our wares for men as well, and just for having a cultural, being a cultural touchstone, and that's what I wanted the business to be, and I think we've accomplished that. So it takes time sometimes. You do have to take some time to figure out those things about your business, but it's worth it. It's worth it to
and
have the honest discussions with
too.
Yourself.
Of course. That can make or break your
absolutely.
Business. You know,
absolutely.
And I see it has to stand out. Like I see, like I live in northern New Jersey, and there's a lot of stores that are the same right next to each other, but every store stood out a different way. Like I would get certain like when I used to buy my hair, I would only go to that one guy, to like that one guy that was selling the hair that I always love. Not because he had the best looking store, but because he provided that service. You know, he had quality hair. He was
on customer service. Oh,
yes,
he had good product.
You know, and yes, and he had the women in there that were like me, that looked like me, and that gave me great advice of what hair I should choose. Oh, okay, I would say this is the style that I'm looking for. So, and versus where I would walk into the bigger stores that were more flashy, and it was just there.
They were,
you know,
colder, and yeah.
Yes, it was just there.
Wow.
I mean, the stuff was really nice, and his store was much smaller, but you would think that he would be struggling with customers. He had loyal customers. I've been going to that man since the 90s. And he
Well, that's the thing. I love it. I love it. It's boutique. It's, I call it boutique,
yes,
services.
A boutique.
Boutique,
yes,
businesses.
Exactly.
Right? Yes.
Exactly.
We,
and I've
we
been going
specialize.
To him since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he moved,
wow,
his store to another town, which was not too far from my house. But I actually found him. I went out, I asked people around, the people that I know that was going to the same boutique that I was going to back in East Orange. I found him, and he said, oh, yeah, he moved to Orange. And I said, what? So I've been
going there.
We're
talking about
Jersey,
folks. That's
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, North Jersey. I keep forgetting.
Yes.
And so that's how, and then you would think, like, loyal customers, this is what it is. They bring in, and I would,
wow,
always tell people, go to his store because he's the best, you know. And there's tons of hair stores on that main street. I mean, we're talking about 20 stores, and that one person stood,
wow,
out. I would frequent the other stores and kind of looked around, but I never, not that I bought little things here and there, but I always have gone to him for everything.
That is
so
amazing.
I mean, you know, and that's how,
must,
you know,
he
when
must
you
really, yeah. You go ahead. I'm sorry. That's how you know.
No, go ahead, Carrie. No, go ahead. I was done with my story.
Well, no, I just think that's amazing. And, you know, and I appreciate hearing that, taking the time and supporting these small businesses, and it can make all the difference. And because of the help that you gave him and going and patronizing his store for so long, might have been the difference that kept him in business. Like we talked about the folks who couldn't make it or made it through the pandemic and stuff. That little bit,
mm-hmm,
of support is what,
yeah,
can keep the lights on at his brick-and-mortar business.
Definitely.
And I do want to get this across, and I know it's a little off-subject for our broadcast today, but it's important to remember to support the small businesses because, you know, little tiny things really do make the difference. Folks think it takes a lot of money. It does, but it also, every little bit of business helps. Support these businesses. Our businesses reflect our community. Maybe the other folks, maybe not so much. But for us, it would make the difference in our communities. It really would. If we supported our own businesses and businesses that we create in our community for our community folks, we would, I think we'd be okay.
Yes,
so that's
absolutely
something that, yeah, we have to take the steps to make sure that that's done. Now, your extensions business, so what kinds of hair, do you offer in this extensions business, Linda C. from New Jersey?
Well, I offer virgin hair. It's 100% human hair, and it's from one donor. I have Peruvian hair, and they all come in different styles, like straight hair, wavy, deep wave, like body, and then closures and frontals. So that's pretty much in the gist of it all. And as the business grows, I'll be introducing new things, new products to the business. And so far, that's,
yes,
pretty much it.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start. It really does. So we are just blown away. And we're going to be,
mm-hmm,
following your each step that you take on this wonderful journey that we are talking about on Hairpreneur. Now, I have to say, and getting back to a few of the items that we were talking about today, in choosing the entity. And I remember starting off many times as just a sole proprietorship, an SP we call it, where, you know, you basically, of course, you register your business, but you pretty much stay in that lane. It's not mm-hmm. one that you have looked to become a big corporation or anything outside of just, you know, having a business, which could be online or just, you know, even in way of consulting. It just depends on how you have it set up. But a mm-hmm. lot of folks start off that way because of taxes and stuff like that. And I wanted to just explain that to a lot of folks out there. The reason that they have entities, and when we're talking about entities, we're talking about whether you are that you incorporate or decide to be a regular corporation or a sole proprietorship, limited liability corporation or company. All of that is really designated because of taxation. So that's the reason that you have these different entities, so that it can kind of aid with that. And I know that sounds foreign, because I was like, when I first started looking into this many years ago, I said, oh, okay, so that's why folks have decided to become an LLC, so to speak, which wasn't always around. LLCs are not new, but it hasn't been all that long that they've been out there. And an LLC is essentially shields your assets from the potentiality of, you know, it's not that it stops you from being sued, but it's not able to penetrate to your personal assets. So your business kind of becomes its own entity, if you will, its own being almost. So very interesting stuff. So the sole proprietorship is very much the opposite. An SP, you can set up for your business, and there are benefits in starting an SP versus setting up an LLC to start. An LLC requires a lot of record keeping, and it has to be approved by the state, and so forth and so on. Where an SP, sole proprietorship, basically, like I said, you just go down and register it and you're on your way in terms of business license, pretty much, and that's it. So it's really interesting. But the thing with an SP, with a sole proprietorship, your personal assets, your personal wealth, there is no shield that exists with the LLC. So just bear that in mind. That's why a lot of folks, you can start off as a sole proprietorship because it's easy to get started. So yes, much easier to get started, but then you're less vulnerable to a certain degree. So just something to think about. And then you have all kinds of regular corporations, and you have the ideas of stocks that you can disseminate and divide and raise funds for your business. And your business can, I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's so many different opportunities. And maybe one day, Linda C., we'll talk about franchising and all of that and getting your business out into different ways and so mm-hmm. forth. So I'm excited about Hairpreneur. I think it is just marvelous, and I think it's going to help, as it has even reflected already, with so many folks right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show who are just big fans. So I wanted to take a moment and, you know, talk a little bit more. You know, we spoke about what goes in to your business, but we didn't really get into the brick and mortar versus the online idea.
Okay.
So what do you have to say about that? What comes to mind, Linda C., from New Jersey?
I mean, well, so to me, the online, you put more work into it versus, when I mean work, you have to find a good website. I mean, to develop your business website, because that is your bread and butter. That's what you're selling. That's your representation of you and your business. So so it needs to be on point and, you know, and it's to appeal to your potential buyers. And you work, I feel like, in my opinion, when you have an online store, you kind of have to work a little bit more, but you do have some free time to dedicate more to your business, where is it to network with other places, other people, and versus the brick and mortar, it's more face-to-face. So you may work at a brick and mortar, your own business, from like 9 to 6 or 9 to 7, but you have to be dedicated to be there at all times and to stay on point. And, of course, with your brick and mortar, you need to find the right location that's going to bring you clientele versus online. Online can be a little bit more competitive where you're competing against 20 other businesses that are like yours. And you have to market yourself a little bit more. You have to pay more attention to detail, because one little slip up can cost you to even have bad reviews, or, you know, just you want to stay on top of your game. So like me, I kind of like both aspects of it, but I'm more so of a brick and mortar girl, you to say, because I, like I said, I like the face to face. I like to talk to people. I like to see my clients come in. And so with online, I think the online is a little bit more work. It can be very frustrating because you always have to stay fresh. Do you kind of understand what I'm saying, Carrie? Like you always have to be new at all times. And you have to make sure your Instagram is good, your Facebook. So it's a little bit more intense. And you have to do a little bit more homework. You have to be a little hands-on. And the brick and mortar, yes, you put a lot of work in it because it's more physical, you know. And
absolutely.
But I, you know, so to me, those are the two differences. And whichever you're planning to open out there, and I think it needs to be more researched. It needs to, for you to have a business plan. Just like you have a business plan, I truly believe I have a business plan for my life itself, my personal life, and my family.
A
life plan, yes, and with timelines and everything. And also, you have to have a business plan, not just a business plan to present to get funding, but a business plan for yourself, for your business. What do you want your business to look like? What is the time frame? Just like I'm doing here with Carrie, I have a business plan, but it's not for financial. It's for when I'm going to get my business off the ground, which is hairpreneur from the ground up.
Exactly. You took
like
the words
commercial
out of my mouth. I was just about to
yes.
say it.
So
I
that's
literally
what
was.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, you need three
wow.
business plans. You need your life business plan. And you need a business plan for you to get your business off the ground.
Yes.
And you need a business plan for your financials to present this business. So it is a lot of work to do. And
exactly.
one is more easier than the other. But just because I mentioned the online is the quick. Well, sometimes it can be the quickest, and sometimes it cannot. It's not. But it's the easiest way without all the overhead, versus the brick and mortar, where you have to really find the funding, and you know, you really have to do a little bit more work, and you really have to risk a little bit more to make it happen. So one is
well,
more
that's
riskier
okay,
than the other.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So
I mean, you're absolutely right, but they both
mm-hmm.
require the research, and you mentioned that
exactly.
earlier.
Exactly.
The online, of course, is a lot less expensive
mm-hmm.
in comparison to having a brick-and-mortar business. But several things on those folks who wish to have a brick-and-mortar, and when we say brick-and-mortar, just so that we don't leave anybody out, it means a business that you can walk into versus a business that is solely online. And some are a hybrid. They're kind of like a mixture of those two.
Mm-hmm.
But bear in mind, if you have selected a brick-and-mortar business, it is amazing because, because of the pandemic, lots of the brick-and-mortar owners, I'm saying that these folks who rent these you know, these commercial properties out to folks like you and me who wish to have a business, you can get really great deals right now because there's so many businesses that have gone online. So it opens it up where if you go in, you can always negotiate for 6 months free rent in some cases. And all of that is as an outpour. But for those who wish to avoid a lot of that overhead that you also mentioned, Linda C., online is definitely a much more economical option. And depending upon what type of business you have, can be something that I think is the way to really look at that and the way to really consider going. So we're happy to guide you at the Hair Radio Morning Show on Hairpreneurs. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines with the amazing Linda C. You've been doing just a great job, Linda C. So super hyped about it. It was an extraordinary third episode of Hairpreneur and From the Ground Up. And again, Hairpreneur is that made-up word. It's like a hair person and an entrepreneur, right?
Exactly.
Kind of merged
into
one.
Yes.
Yeah. So we really, really like it. So I think this was really good. Linda C., before we sign out for today, is there anybody that you want to shout out to? Any closing thoughts for the Hairpreneurs to carry them over to the next episode?
Just to everyone that's listening, all the future hairpreneurs and all the current hairpreneurs, and especially to you, Carrie, and to your wonderful radio show, and just my top five, and that's pretty much it. And I love being here. I love spending that moment with you and your listeners, and hopefully that I know we're helping them out there.
We are making the difference.
Yes. Yes, we are, definitely. And I'm glad I am part of making that difference. I'm very proud,
yes.
And I'm very grateful that you have invited me to your show again.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward
it.
To growing with you and all my hairpreneurs out there. And I can't wait to be in your in the hair show out in August in Atlantic City.
Yes.
I'm very excited about that. So hopefully I can get to meet our hairpreneurs and also the listeners.
Yes.
So I'm super excited.
knees at night and pray to the Lord. He's gonna make it happen. Make it happen.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl.
Clint Beast on the boom.
You niggas be tripping.
What up, bro? You rocking with State Watch shit. I'm inviting everybody to take a look and listen to see what I got going on. Catch me streaming on all music platforms under Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses. You can also find me on social media, Statewide Chip on Facebook, Statewide Chip Official on Instagram, and Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses on YouTube.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City, and I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio, and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus, we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because
I
even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, the sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it.
We never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I gotta say, because we are here in what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No,
yes, Fort Greene Park,
Fort
Brooklyn.
Green.
We're in the United States, Kerry.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lonel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com. So you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lonel and all this kind of stuff. So Lonel,
So here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio?
You know, I don't,
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have, I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of it, make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lonel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement. Until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you're, don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances. It's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lonel Williams of 3LWTV.com. Check him out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life. To become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no, no. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul that lives within.
What'd she do to her hair?
Oh, no, it looks crazy. I like it. Do that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair.
Your expectations, no.
I am not my hair.
I am not the skin.
I am the soul that lives within.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh. Does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my breast cancer and chemotherapy. Took away her crown and glory. She promised God if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, 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 hey. I am not my hair. I am not this skin.
I am not your expectations, no.
I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul
I got. If I wanna wear it braided all down my back, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door-to-door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the black race, outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company, in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Terry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I want to say it is Friday, November 5th of 2021, and it is my great honor, really, to kind of bring together these extraordinary gentlemen. First, I'm going to bring on a fellow who is my co-host. He's going to be my co-host for I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, but we've got him for a little while. Michael Rudolph. I want everybody to know who Michael is, and he's just business off the ground, and we're going to have him on to help us to co-host, as I said, for the hour from Brooklyn, New York, and he's from M. Rudolph Home Design. So I want to go ahead and get that out, and we'll see if we can get him on the line. And then I have a legendary guest joining us as our very first guest for this particular hour. You guys know his family. He's from the famed Bronner Brothers event, the longest-running Black hair show, and I hate to think Black, but biggest hair show literally in the country as far as I'm aware of. And we're real happy to have him on. He's also, you know, his magazine, Upscale Magazine, that's been out there for years. We're going to talk to him about all of that. So let me get these folks on the line, on the air, on this Friday morning. We're live. It's November 5th. Let me just get that on out. Show number 627. First, Michael Rudolph, are you there?
Hey, Carrie Hines, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michael. Boy, it's like we have a whole bunch of things going on this Friday morning, and I'm so happy to have you hanging out with us for the hour. So, grab your cup of coffee. You're going to need it this morning. And we're going to talk to you a little bit more about M. Rudolph Design, home designs, a little later in this particular broadcast in the hour. So we're going to hang out, and we're going to talk to this extraordinary gentleman up first. We've got to get him on. He's been a mover and shaker out in the hair and beauty world, literally legendary. His family, everybody knows, you know, Bronner Brothers. Who in the world don't know Bronner Brothers? So let me bring to the line, and not just legendary in the hair business, but I can really say it's a good friend here in the hair and beauty business. You know, a wonderful colleague. The one and only, Bernard Bronner, welcome. This is your first time being live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, Bernard. And you're also with Michael Rudolph. Good morning.
Good morning. It's my first time, but it won't be my last time.
Well, I've got to say, now, Bernard, you have been, it's really funny because the last time I remember you were here in New York before, we had a chance to sit down and take a bite together in Manhattan and all of that, which was Absolutely. It was just extraordinary. So we had a chance to run a little bit, but you've never actually been on live. So first, I want to welcome, let me officially welcome you both, Michael Rudolph of M. Rudolph Home Designs. He's an interior designer here out of Brooklyn, New York, and the legendary Bernard Bronner. What can we say? We're so happy to have you with us. So thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
You got it. You got it. So first, let me go ahead and lead off with Bernard Bronner. We'll get to M. Rudolph Designs in just a bit. But Bernard, let's start at the beginning. I mean, unless you've been under a rock in the hair and beauty business, you know what Bronner Brothers is all about. You guys had you've been around for literally, I'm going to let you tell it all, but for a very long time. You guys started the show out of Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. So please tell us all about your wonderful family history and this amazing connection being part of the Bronner Brothers family. Bernard Bronner, please take it away.
Out of Atlanta, have always been out of Atlanta. I know okay. We have a lot of you New Yorkers moving down to Atlanta. We're going to
have to. This is true.
Because everybody who comes, they don't leave.
This is true.
But 75 years ago, Bronner Brothers was started by my father and his brother. So they started Bronner Brothers. They started as a distributor of hair care products.
Right.
I was listening to the hair radio show this morning and was able to
yes.
And motivated by Madam C.J. Walker.
Yes.
My father was a paper route carrier. So he delivered one of our black-owned newspapers here called the Atlanta Daily World, and it still is in existence today. But he had a bicycle where he threw his papers, and his sister had a salon in Atlanta that sold poro products. With product very similar to the Madam C.J. Walker that we heard about.
Did you say Poro?
Yes.
Wasn't that Andy Malone's line?
Andy yeah. Malone, yes. And most people don't know it, but, I was talking to Madam C.J. Walker's granddaughter. And
Alilia, yes.
there were three powerful, rich black women just like they are today. There's so many. We have so many new, powerful, rich black female-owned hair care companies today.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
And they're shaking up things and taking over and inspiring a complete new generation of entrepreneurs.
This is true. Well, I have to say it starts with you guys. It really has.
So as my father threw his newspapers, his sister asked him to help sell some of her hair care products on the side. And what happened is he realized that while he was out throwing his papers and selling the hair care products, most of his customers loved the hair care products and paid him better for the hair care products, and bells went off in his head and say, hey, this hair care product is the way to go. And this was in the middle of a depression. And his sister had a sign in the window that said, beauty, the depression-proof business. And that
wow.
caught my of attention and say, hey, beauty is the business I want to be in because
wow.
no matter what, people are going to buy their beauty products. So it got Bronner Brothers in the beauty business, and now we have the largest multicultural hair show in the world. And we have a
yeah.
lot of, we're just like the Madam C.J. Walker that I heard a minute ago, we have a lot of products. We literally have one of the longest running products called the BB Super Bro. It started out probably about 45, 50 years ago.
Amazing.
And now it's not just an original Supergirl. We got Supergirl Light version or Supergirl Max version. We got Argan Oil Supergirl. We got Lavender. We got Honeybush from South Africa. So we have a lot of expansion on this original BB Supergirl. And today, years later, it's still the number one product in its category.
Wow.
So the hair show and the hair care products are what we still are known for, but believe it or not, I don't know how this happened, but my father was not a pastor, but he was very religious. He always started every meeting with prayer, and he ended it with prayer. He always prayed before we opened any new venture, any new he opened beauty supply stores, and he had ministers there praying over everything we did. Today, we still have people praying over all the batches of product we make. So, but the crazy thing is, I'm out of five of us brothers now that run the company. I'm the only non-pastor in the family.
Is that right?
And,
wow.
And in Atlanta now, we're more known for our ministries than even our hair show and our hair products. I've got one brother, Bishop Dale Brunner. He has 25,000 members in a church called Word of Faith, and they have all kind of facilities. They have the Riverside Equi Center, which has basketball courts. It has a full gym. It has six restaurants. It has a 600-seat theater that even Tyler Perry uses it to do his plays. It has banquet rooms. It has a rock climbing facility. It has a full modern bowling alley. It has game rooms. You can literally not leave the church grounds and live a great life. So he's got it. He's got this community center and cathedral for the community, in our community. And when I tell you, it is first class. It looks like a building that's been booked in our richest Buckhead area, but it's in our neighborhood, by us, for us.
Loving it.
They also have a second church called the Love Center, and it has about 2,500 members. And then we have three brothers that jointly run the Brothers of the Word, the Ark of Salvation, that has about 250 members. So we have mega church, medium-sized church, small church, any kind of way you want to worship in Atlanta, the Bronners
can do it.
Covered.
I got it. Well, let me tell you something. First of all, let me just, in case folks have just joined us, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we're live this Friday morning on November 5th. Let me just go ahead and get that out. It's our show number 627. We've got two folks with us live on the air. We're going to work back in Mr. Michael Rudolph of M. Rudolph Designs, Home Designs, that is, here in Brooklyn. But first, Bernard Bronner's up. I want to say, as you've just been telling everybody about the amazed and famed Bronner Brothers event down in Atlanta, and I have to let everybody know how Bernard, I have to say I really owe a lot to you guys, because I don't think I probably would be here right now if it weren't for you guys, because I wouldn't be in the hair industry. I started out the hair radio show. I had an opportunity to get down to Atlanta way back in the early 90s or mid-90s, and I went to the Bronner Brothers event. But at that time, even though I had started the hair radio show, I didn't have the deep connection, that profound connection. But that was soon developed right after attending your event that was down there. And the hairstylist, they just embraced me. They took me in. They treated me as one of their own. From that point on, I felt that I was really indoctrinated into the hair industry. So it meant so much to me, and I just have to say thank you so very much for making that connection, making that happen, because I've been here ever since, and getting a chance to speak with folks like yourself and Alilia Bundles has been on our show, you know, great, great descendant of Madam C.J. Walker and all these amazing hair industry folks. And so I have to, again, a personal thank you to you for that. So, Bernard Bronner,
welcome.
Oh, well, listen, now let me tell you, we've done a lot because of that. So go ahead, Bernard. What would you like to add to that?
I say you're welcome. I get so many testimonies on how the hair show has launched so many careers.
Really has.
Not just even in beauticians and barbers, but even people Toni Braxton is famous singer there, and she's basically the Bronner Brothers show was her first major in-person concert that she was able to perform
mm-hmm.
at and really get her off to the ground. And we had so many celebrities have come through the hair show and been so inspired. I wasn't born when Martin Luther King came and visited the hair show, and we had all kinds of celebrities. I can remember Red Fox from Sanford and Son coming and entertaining at the hair show.
Yeah.
And this is way before, a few years later, we had Kevin Hart to come and entertain as a comedian for the hair show. And then we've had Jennifer Hudson walk through the show, and people like Vivica Fox and Mars Chestnut, and the list goes on and on and on of
Absolutely.
How many people who have come and had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Absolutely. And as you said, by extension, folks that we have been able to educate and inform because of what you guys have done. And you've also laid the groundwork for us doing these live events. You guys know I have a big hair show in Atlantic City usually each year down at the Showboat. You've been there, Bernard. I want to say thank you for that and all of that. You know, you've just been a big impression, and I just, you know, as I said, I have to say thank you on behalf of everybody. Now, Bernard, before I turn over to Michael and bring him on into the conversation, the last thing I want to mention to you, Upscale Magazine, we have to talk about Upscale. Tell everybody, unless you've been under a rock, you've seen Upscale Magazine, but you guys are you've made it through the pandemic. Tell us a little bit, for those who have been under a rock, what's Upscale Magazine all about?
Upscale Magazine is a lifestyle inspirational magazine owned by us for us, and it's over 30 years old now. So we are excited that it's going through the normal technology changes. So now you can view it on your iPad, on your phone, on your computer.
Yes.
We're going to be working with you to have Upscale Radio,
yes.
and then we're going to progress to Upscale TV, and then we're going to
yes.
We're going to do great things. One of my father's pet things that he liked to do is actually build entrepreneurs. Before he died, he wanted to commit. He had become a millionaire, but he wanted to make 10 other black millionaires, and he didn't die until he had achieved that. We've had our
amazing
businesses branch out from Bronner Brothers. We've had a lot of our brokers. They reached that million-dollar point. And as he taught entrepreneurship, all of his children, including me, we branched out and built business. And Upscale was
Absolutely.
The business. I started from scratch. And when they say started from the basement, or started from the bottom. I literally started here in the basement of my house.
Well, I've got to say, I'm loving Upscale and your resurgence with Upscale magazine. And I saw the cover. I want to say the recent one. It had Brandy. You can't get any better than Brandy as a cover person on Upscale magazine. So I just loved it. Great, great, great work, Bernard. Bernard,
Thank you so much.
To make it clear, you're the man behind Upscale magazine. We want to make folks aware that we go right to the top here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're so honored to have you. Now, Bernard, while we've got you, I want to turn a little bit. You as an entrepreneur, you talked about your dad and your uncle starting Brauner Brothers, really. And that's kind of what why we're all here in this part of the industry. So as an entrepreneur and someone like Mr. Michael Rudolph, who just recently started his home design business, what kind of advice? Michael, are you there? We're going to work you back in. I want to kind of have Bernard to talk a little bit about being an entrepreneur and helping folks like yourself to kind of get started.
Yes,
get
I'm
their
here.
Business off the ground.
I'm
so,
here.
Yeah,
Corey.
So, yes, you got it. So we want to welcome you on back, and it's your first time on the show as well, Mr. Michael. So
when you hear all of this
wonderful talk that we're doing this morning, Mr. Michael, what do you say? You're on with a legend this morning.
You know, it's amazing. You know, one, I'm honored to be on this radio show. Thank you so much for allowing me to visit your show here today. Thank you. So what I want to say about being an entrepreneur, you know, it's amazing. I mean, all my life I worked for, you know, how we can say, quote unquote, the man. And being able to have this opportunity to, you know, have my own and be able to get up in the morning and feel good about going to work, you know, it just really is an honor, a true honor. And I'm very proud of myself because, you know, it's hard to see us as colored men or colored people. We always seem to be afraid to take that chance to be on our own and doing things for ourselves. So, you know, for me, it's just a complete honor. And I'm, you know, grateful to hear this gentleman online just now and talking about how his business started. You know, that's amazing. You know, and I'm taking
notes. Is that not something? You folks who are perhaps a little bit on the perimeter, you may be enthusiasts, so you may not know so much about the industry. We are deep in the industry, Bernard Brauner, of course. And so what I want to say about that is that you've seen those movies that are on and all of these different things. Even we've had the great Shelley Garrett was on, the late Shelley Garrett, that is, as well. He passed away, but he was on our show. And I remember that even in his movies and stuff that sprang from that, they would always show clips of the Brauner Brothers event where you saw the bird cages and all the avant-garde styles and all that. So all of that has inspired you. You've just inspired so much that it's unbelievable. So, again, we are just so grateful to be speaking with Bernard Brauner this morning. But, Michael, I love what you said about, you know, being impacted as an entrepreneur. But now I'm going to ask you, Bernard, what kind of advice do you give to someone who is just really getting a business off the ground and, you know, something as creative as what Michael is doing? What do you say?
Well, I'm very excited that Michael has taken that first step and started. I always tell people, crawl, walk, then run. And what that just means is,
I'm writing that one down.
I'm writing it down as well. And what that means is, start small and grow. And a lot of people when they really want to get out and start a business, they just want to start big and they want to be successful quick and overnight. Everything about us now is fast. We got the microwave mentality that we want it quick and get done super quick. But if you take your time and get it right, when I tell people that Walmart is not almost 5,000 successful stores, it's one store started in Bentonville, Arkansas, that was super successful, and they multiplied it and just copied it over and over and over. But it was one super success. And the largest restaurant chain is McDonald's, which is right over 37,000 stores. And people look at it, it's just 37,000 successful hamburger places. But it's not. It was one successful hamburger stand, one successful hamburger stand that Ray Kroc, as a business person, looked at and said, let's take this one successful store and duplicate it. And they have now duplicated it thousands and thousands of times. Starbucks is the same thing. It's 30,000. It's one successful coffee shop duplicated. So if you can get it, if you can get your business successful on a small level and then grow it, I mean, I tell people that if you inherited or if you get $10,000, don't come up with a $10,000 business plan. If you've got $10,000, come up with a $1,000 business plan and run your business based on this $1,000 plan. And sooner or later, my guess, it will probably fail. And now you can do it all over again, get you another $1,000 plan. And probably my guess is by the time you do this four or five times, you get it. You now understand the principles of business. So by the time you do business number six at 1,000, it'll work because you done learned. You done made all the mistakes. But you still now have $4,000 left that you can take business number five or business number six. And now take that $4,000 and take that one successful business, which is business number five or six, and grow it to be a McDonald's or Starbucks, a Tesla or a Bronner Brothers or a successful long-running.
Absolutely.
I want him to take that one location, that one start, get it super successful. And then grow it. Don't try to do it all at one time and say, let me hit a grand slam first. No. Hit one, put one person on base. Hit the second, put it. And then once you get all of the bases full, then you go for the grand slam.
Wow. Michael Rudolph, what do you say? Yes.
Oh, my
advice.
I'm on my iPad. Get it right small. All these sound, this is amazing free information. I love it.
Yes, I have to say, but no, I actually was kind of quiet myself there because hold it. That's actually, you know, some great advice. I'm hearing the word franchising out and all kinds of stuff. So I have to say, and we have to be quiet when you're speaking, Bernard, because you really know what you're talking about. So I have to really say this is, I see folks have just joined us. First of all, I have to thank all of the folks out there who are tuned in this morning. We're live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's our broadcast show number 627. So it's Friday, November 5th of 2021. Here in New York, it's about 7:32 Central Time. I just want to say thank you so much for being with us. We're going to hold you guys because I'm loving this so much, and the people are all tuned in and listening to you guys right now. So, and we reach everybody all around the Americas. I'm going to say all around the United States and throughout the world, literally. We have our listeners all the way over in Africa. We're saying good morning to, as well as Europe, and everybody who tunes in to this broadcast. So, listen, I want to turn to this. And we've talked a lot about Bronner Brothers. You know Bernard is of the famous Bronner Brothers family. And he also is the man behind Upscale Magazine. Bernard, I was just literally watching a classic, one of the classic old
I don't know if it was Sister or the TV show or one of those old comedy shows. And what do I see, or was it 8 Minutes? It was one of those old shows. And they were in a doctor's office, and what was inside the doctor's office but Upscale magazine? I kid you not. I said, wow. Right there on my TV as I was just casually looking at one of the old shows. That's how much of an impact Upscale magazine has had on our culture. And to be talking to you on the air, and also, let's not gloss over this. You mentioned this, Bernard. We at Hair Radio, I will be starting this with you, a wonderful joint venture, which is to bring Upscale magazine to radio. So I'm so excited. So look for that in 2022. Next year, it'll be the amazing Upscale magazine radio. So we'll be able to bring and invite me to those photo shoots with folks like Brandy, okay? Let me just put that on out there, Bernard. Don't forget that now. I'll be there.
So, remember, you got another guest on now. We got
yes.
I wanted to say yes, bring me too. I'll go.
Yes, and I have to tell you, I pay tribute to Bernard and his wonderful family because, you know, we wouldn't be here for lack of a better way to say it. But I also have to extend a personal note to Michael Rudolph, and he doesn't know that I'm about to tell all of this. But I just want to say, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, and I probably would not be back in Brooklyn, New York, if it wasn't for a chance run-in with Michael Rudolph. Well over a decade and a half or so, I had left New York and probably didn't think I would be coming back, and ran into Michael, who was so gracious to extend his beautiful home to me. So I had a chance to reset and to get things launched again and to continue with Hair Radio, my efforts to run the business while I was in the financial industry at the time. And he's just been like not just a great friend and supportive person over the years, but someone who has really been very inspirational to, you know, without knowing how much of an impact he's had. So I have to say, Michael, so it's my honor to welcome you as well to this broadcast. And, you know, in each of your own ways, you have both been a tremendous part of my my growth and just helping me so much, whether you were aware of it or not. So thank you so much. And Michael's designs are amazing. We're going to put them on my Facebook under Carrie Hines and at hairradio.com. That's HAIradio.com. We'll have all that stuff up there today. But again, Michael Rudolph of M. Rudolph Home Designs. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we're just off and running.
Okay, you ready for me?
I'm ready. Go ahead, jump on in. And we're going to hold you, Bernard. We're not letting you go this morning. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern time today, folks. I'm loving having – it's Friday. We're going to work everybody in. And we have folks standing by, so I'm going to see if we can get on some comments from folks, and I'm sure they have some questions and all that for you guys. Michael, go ahead. Jump on in. Michael Rudolph, M. Rudolph Home Design. First of all, I can't wait to put these pictures up this morning on my Facebook. You're going to have to go to Carrie Hines on my Facebook. You'll see them. I might tweet them out because they are – your work is flawless. Where did you get your design started? Now, I know the answers to a lot of these things. We're going to ask them for the benefit of our fans. But how did you get your start, Michael? Yes, okay. Michael Rudolph.
So here's what happened. So I'm actually from Connecticut. I moved here to New York, I want to say probably about 18, 19 years ago. When I moved up here, you know, living in Connecticut, I had a job opportunity, and I was working in the hospitality field. I had an old boss. He kind of forced me to move to New York. He said, hey, Michael, come on. You don't have any children. You know, let's go. Come move to New York. I always used to come here and visit the city. It was like my, you know, hanging out area. I used to have a lot of friends here. I still have a lot of friends here. But, I said, you know what? I'm never going to move to New York because it's too busy. I was enjoying living in Connecticut. I had a home. I was very excited living in Connecticut. So I went ahead and I took the opportunity. I said, you know what, let me take this opportunity. Let me see how it will work for me. I moved here from, it was like 3 months in living in New York. I was like, okay, I got to go. It was too expensive. You know, my rent was really, I was living off only $20 a week. You know, I didn't share that with my family. Now they're going to hear that. So I'm going to give them my sad story. But when, you know, $20 a week, it was really hard. And I said to myself, I was, you know, literally crying. I'm like, did I make the wrong choice? And, you know, sometimes, again, we do be at fear when we have to move one step forward, right? Sometimes we get afraid. Wanted to take that opportunity and say, you know what, let me figure this out. And one of my old friends said, Michael, give it 3 more months. I promise you it's going to be better. And that person was right. 3 months later, I started making a little bit more money. I was able to take care of my bills. So it worked out. So with this being said, New York, I had so many opportunities. I decided to grow into different companies. I worked for the Four Seasons. I worked for the New York Palace Hotel. I also worked, my last job was the Siri, and I was an assistant director in that. And you think like, okay, he should be happy because he's making, you know, decent money as an assistant director in a hotel, a well-known hotel. But I wasn't happy. It wasn't my passion. My passion was interior designing. And all that time, I was still doing the work. I bought a home. I decorated the home. I did some few things for friends, and those things I was getting paid for. So it's kind of like my little side hustle, but it was the hustle that I enjoyed. And I'm like, you know, something's got to give. I want to do this, but I'm still afraid to do it. I didn't want to make that next step. I was afraid because I was thinking back when I was only making only had $40 at the end of the week. So I was afraid.
Oh, brother.
So it made me a lot stronger, and I hope my cousin's on the phone. Her daughter owned her own business. She owns a spa in Connecticut. And it really inspired me, like, wait a minute. If this young lady can do this, and she's probably like, I can't remember her age, excuse me, but I think she's like around 2023. And to see her have that opportunity to do what she want to do and take that step, I'm like, here I am, an older man. I should be making those steps. I should go ahead and make this challenge and conquer it. So what I'm saying by that, I said, you know what? When COVID hit, it really opened my eyes with the corporate world because if you go in today, you may be going tomorrow, right? So I will get that being in the hotel, and my boss come up to me and said, I'm so sorry, you guys. You need to pack up. We're not sure when you're coming back. Everyone looking like, what's going on? What are we going to do? And my mindset, of course, I have a home here in Brooklyn. I'm like, what am I going to do? How am I going to make it? You know, like, how is this going to work for me? I have bills. And, you know, with New York City, what hurts is when they put you on unemployment, it's like the most is $500. And after they take taxes out, it's $400 and something.
Is that right?
How could someone live in New York City off of $400 and something just a week?
You know what? This is New York City. Let me just go ahead and get that on out. You are not going to live here like that. Not the way you want.
Absolutely.
So Michael, what was it that really, so that was enough to really light the match, really, to get you really push forward. But you've come a way since then. You've come a way. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of the things that you've done. You have kind of stepped into the commercial realm, which is helping folks who have little businesses and things like that with ideas and so forth. So what's the first thing you want to tell someone who's looking to do a change, to do a makeover? And maybe since this pandemic, this is the time to look at upgrading your home designs and all of that. And I want to say the first step is to reach out to Michael Rudolph of M. Rudolph Designs, Home Designs, that is. So, Michael, but what do you share with our audience today? What would you tell everybody the first thing they should do if looking to upgrade and make some changes?
So my thing is, you know, a person who works, obviously, 9 to 5, work, maybe work 2 jobs, And when you get home, it's your sanctuary. It's where you're going to rest your head. This is where you should enjoy life. This is where you should have your thinking cap on, your relaxing cap on,
yes,
whatever it is. So my thing is, why not allow your home to reflect who you are as a person?
Yes.
Like I'm working, I have a few clients now, you know, I think to me is we're out here, we're working so hard. Why can't we have our home being, you know, beautifully designed? So my motto is when I talk to a client or meet a client, my words are, I want to make your home look like it's out of a magazine. It might be the simplest thing to say, but that's what my goal is when I deal with my clients. And my thing is, if my clients can look at their place and say, okay, you know, I have clients sometimes they don't know what color they want, they don't know what design they want.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand. I would not be able to pull together any kind of real ideas and designs on my own so much. But but you have a way of incorporating still the person's personality in what you're doing. I see it.
Absolutely. So when I'm with my client, I got to get to know them. I'm there. Now at this point, I'm not just the person you're hiring. I'm now your friend.
Right.
I want to know you. I want to know what you like. I want to know what your dislikes are. So I always try to connect with them. And I tell them at the beginning, okay, when I start going shopping for you, I'm going to call you like every 5-10 minutes. Because I know you're at work, but I'm going to call you. Because now I need to learn what attracts you when I point something out to you. Is that attracting you? If you're telling me no, okay, so I need to move on and go to the next. I want to win you. I want to make sure you're happy.
I'm loving this. Well, I have to say, first of all, again, folks, if you're just kind of tuning in, we're talking to Mr. Michael Rudolph of M. Rudolph Home Designs about his amazing company. And we also have standing by I call it Entrepreneurial Friday. Our other amazing guest this morning is the legendary Bernard Bronner of the famed Bronner Brothers Big Hair event down in Atlanta, as well as, of course, Upscale Magazine. We're going to continue to work that in this morning, so it's great to have you both with us. But I'm loving this, Michael. I really am, because what it is that you're saying, you know, you had some rough times. You had to kind of overcome that. It kind of revealed what you should be doing because of the pandemic. And I want to work back in Bernard on that. Bernard, how difficult was it for you guys in Upscale Magazine to you know, continue with your dream of putting out Upscale Magazine during the pandemic? Was that hard? Because that's kind of was the motivation for Michael and his business to get underway. But what about you guys who have already been in business? How did you, was it a struggle to make it through the pandemic?
Well, my parents had always taught us to put something aside for rainy days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little upset because 2020 wasn't no rainy day. That was a tsunami.
That was a tsunami, yeah.
My parents did not teach me how to be ready for no pandemic.
No, this is true. We're still learning that lesson, but you go ahead, Bernard Bronner.
So I've had to go back and redo my resume now. Now I got pandemic.
I hear you. Yes.
But we have come out of 2022 stronger than before. I say, they got a saying, what doesn't kill you will make you better, and we are now much better. And like I said, we got an experience we've never had. I don't think anybody alive had had the experience of what 2020 took us through.
No.
And we don't want it again.
We don't want it again.
But it has been a challenge. It has been tough. But again, they've got another saying that says, you know, smooth waters don't make great sailors. So you need some rough waters. We have.
Yes.
We should be good now. Anybody who has survived It should be out celebrating now.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I'm so glad you bring me to this point. First of all, again, I want to thank you both for being on the show today. I'm so excited. And you're right. You're absolutely right. The pandemic has, you know, we've been able to weather the storm literally. And coming up, now, Bernard, you always come out to the big shows. And we have a wonderful workshop that really is open to everybody. But we have separate workshops for the hair professionals, the hair and beauty professionals, and the business professionals who will be there versus the other workshops for those who are not the professionals but love the hair, beauty, and business world, so to speak. It'll be happening over the Valentine's Day weekend in 2022, so coming up in February. Two big days. It's a Sunday and Monday, and you both are going to be there. So I am so excited. Let me just put that on out there. It's the Valentine's two-day pro workshop, and it's happening in downtown Brooklyn, New York. We have a beautiful Hilton Hotel property that I'm so excited, and I put the details already there at hairstylistworkshop.com. So I just wanted to work that in this morning, and we are just so excited. We're going to have you guys there. It's a lot of VIPs will be walking around. We have Smooth Black, a whole bunch of folks. So go to that site. You'll see all the details. But it's so great. And, Bernard, that you're still connected with everybody. You're not just, you know, sitting up on a mountaintop and resting on laurels. You know, you're doing the work. You're out there still talking to folks and, you know, getting your magazine. And we're going to have your magazine front and center. We're going to have Upscale Magazine featured at this upcoming event. And like I said, we've got Upscale Magazine Radio coming in early 2022, and we're going to be a big part. We're going to work together and get all this stuff out there. It's nice to join forces, the folks at Hair Radio and the famed Bernard Bronner. And so real, real good stuff. And Michael, I've got to say for you, we are, you're going to be there to not just talk to folks, but I'm hoping, he doesn't know this, but I'm hoping and keeping my fingers crossed that you'll help us to design some of the things that we need to set up for this wonderful two-day Valentine workshop that we're doing. Tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com. Let me just work that on it in. But, yeah. Michael, so we're happy to have you both. Yeah, so I think this is going to be a fun time.
Absolutely. Yes. Definitely count me in. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, Michael, now what is next for you, Michael? So this is the beginning for you to just kind of get your business going. You've got clients. I see the lovely pictures. I see everything that you're doing. What do you want to accomplish next? What would you say is your even your end goal? You're following your passion now, and it feels – I know how it feels. It must feel extraordinary. You know, because other folks can pay you all the money in the world, but if you're not happy doing what you do, you'll do what you love to do for a penny. That's what we say, a penny, you'll do it for me. So how about you?
So what I can say, first of all, let me also share the M. Rudolph Home Designs. If you want to view some of my things, please look at it's my Instagram is MRudolph_home_designs. Once again, it's MRudolph_home_designs. So
on Instagram,
you know, Harry,
yes.
That's Instagram. I also have a website, but as we laughed yesterday, you know, that website is like, oh, my God, it's a long
Well, you know what, though, Michael? What I'll do with your website, I'm going to have folks to come to HAIRadio.com, and we have like a fan page there. And I'll put all of your information so that they'll be able to connect with you. We'll have that up and running today, and we'll remind the listeners next week as well. So we'll take care of you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's how we do. Okay, and I also – oh, absolutely. And I just want to say this is really going to be extraordinary, some of these wonderful things that we have going on. And I also have to say, both of you, and as far as you've been – you mentioned about family. You know your family is a big part of what you do. They are who you are. I have to say, I can personally say the same is true for you, Mr. Michael Rudolph over there in Rudolph Home Designs, because you have an extraordinary support system. Michael's family, well, I've gotten to know just a good portion of them, just absolutely wonderful and very welcoming. And I can just,
you know, I don't know if there are any words I can say to how important, you know, you've been with all of this, Mr. Michael. So good stuff.
Thank you.
You got it. Sure. Now, I ask, yes, I've asked Michael what's next for him. Bernard, you talked a little bit about it at the top of this this broadcast hour, but what is next for you, Bernard Bronner, of Bronner Brothers at Upscale Magazine? What's next for you?
Yes, 2022, we get back doing a live hair show. So we'll be in August in the city of Miami for the first time doing the Bronner Brothers hair show.
Hold it, you mean we will be in, Miami? Yes.
In August.
Yes, I'm loving it. And my birthday's the 12th, so we're going to be celebrating down there. Now, and as always, follow Bronner Brothers. You guys know how they do support them. They still have amazing products, as Bernard was saying, out there. And plus, you know, you have to support businesses of color. You have to. I mean, it just if we don't support each other, we're not going to be here, you know. So we have to do that. Important. And I want to thank you both. I mean, I'm just blown away. And Bernard, so how do folks get to Upscale Magazine? I know you guys are online, and of course they can do it through the Hair Radio Show, but more directly, can you share with us how we can follow Upscale? And who do you have coming up next? Who are some of the people you'd like to have on that magazine real quick?
Well, the next issue will have Mary J. Blige on the cover, and she's going to
Mary J.
She's doing halftime at the Super Bowl, so.
Yes, it gets no bigger than Grammy Award winner Mary J. Blige and Oscar-nominated Mary J. Blige. So I'm excited about that. This is the thing. I cannot wait until we have officially launched Upscale Magazine Radio, and that's coming out because I want to be part of all these wonderful things that you've got going on. And we're just we have a lot of planning that's going into it, so we're going to keep you guys focused and informed. That's pretty big. Now, again, how do they – so is there like a site that you guys can point them to, Bernard, on Upscale?
Well, the easiest thing is just to follow me on social media.
I love that.
I'm CEO Bernard Bronner on Instagram and just Bernard Bronner on Facebook. So
and
Instagram.
As always at HAIRadio.com, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we are loving it. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to just give you both an opportunity to give us some closing words. Michael, we'll lead in with you. You have just kind of gotten off the ground with, you know, M. Rudolph Home Designs. Again, your business is based out of Brooklyn, New York area. And so, but you travel. I see that you go where the clients ask you to go and do work. So what closing thoughts, what kind of words that you want to share with us today or leave us with today? Michael.
You know, I would say anyone, if you have a dream, follow it. Don't be afraid. Make that step. Move forward. Life always change. Things change for the good or the worse. But just take that opportunity to invest into yourself, and that's more important. And the first key part of it is love yourself. And
absolutely.
That can make you definitely go far.
Absolutely.
So, and then another one would be to also have, you know, in the business industry, just in your mindset, continue having your mind thinking about business. Every time you walk out that door, it should be about something that's investing for yourself, for you, yourself. And
awesome.
Just to say, you know, to go back a little bit is I also notice when you have multiple things going on, for instance, like I have an Airbnb also, and we didn't discuss that, but.
No, well, we're going to have to bring you back to the show for that.
Yeah, you've
got to
bring me back.
Yeah, we're going to have to definitely bring you back, Michael. Thank you for being with us today. And Bernard, I'm going to give you the last word this morning. Bernard Bronner, what thoughts do you want to share?
I just want to thank everybody for the support. As I was waiting to come on, I heard Maggie Anderson talk about supporting Black-owned hair care companies. And since George Floyd and all of the uproar. We have had so much love poured on us and so much support. We have been making products. We're actually contemplating running our plants 24 hours a day trying to keep up with making products now. And it's all because of all of this support. And when you buy a Bronner Brothers product, I never want people to buy Bronner Brothers product because we're a black-owned company. I want people to buy Bronner Brothers products because we're good for the community. We
Absolutely.
Circulate our money over and over and over in our community. It doesn't go in and come right back out. It stays circulating. I believe you should
Lovely.
Love all people. Need to start at home and love your own first, and then love
well,
everybody.
It, wow, it gets no better than
so,
that.
So
I just want to yes,
I just want to thank all your listeners and all the supporters supporting us for now over 75 years.
Well, listen, it is our honor to recognize that the amazing Bronner Brothers. It gets no better than that. Upscale Magazine, it gets no better than that. M. Rudolph Home Designs, it gets no better than that. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, next week, you mentioned George Floyd. Next week, Mary Reed Johnson will be with us, who is out in Minneapolis, you know, and she's going to bring us up to date on what's going on with George Floyd, and we're keeping all that alive, so what a coincidence. You guys know her from Hair Hit Heart. Also, we have a special two-hour Veterans Day broadcast coming up on Tuesday. We've got Shakura Arbe out of New York on hair designs and all of that, and a whole lot of other wonderful guests and surprises next week. We'll see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want you guys to have a great weekend. I'm going to go ahead and get the outro started.